Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Van Gorp Insurers and Pella had a special guest at a public dinner earlier this week. Let's go in-depth with Bill Northey, Secretary of Agriculture for the state of Iowa.
Secretary Northey, you were at an event last night in Pella with Van Gorp Insurers. Could you tell us a little bit about the purpose of the meeting?
Well, the meeting was an annual meeting of Van Gorp, and so they had some of their farmer customers there. I think a thank you for those customers, but kind of a look ahead as well at this next year in discussion of what's coming up. And so I talked to them about some of the things going on in agriculture in Iowa and how special agriculture is here and how we compare to other places around the world.
Well, what were some of the concerns expressed by some of the farmers?
I think everybody knows we're dry going into this next year, and after being in last year, watching stuff dry up when we were actually going in pretty good shape in a lot of the state. There's a nervousness about getting enough water to be able to grow a crop. We know it can happen, and usually it does. But just coming off a dry year last year, folks are wanting to get some of that moisture before we get that crop in the ground so that we know we've got enough to be able to take us through harvest.
Well, last year I know that Van Gorp Insurers also brought together a bunch of people to discuss the importance of crop insurance. Are there any things farmers should be thinking about now with respect to crop insurance?
Well, crop insurance was very important to a lot of farmers last year. There was a lot of certainly premiums or indemnities paid from Van Gorp and from that area as well as around the state. And so I think it's not hard to convince folks how important it is. There's a few changes in the way things are being done, and everybody working with their crop insurance agent can understand what's being offered to them. Everybody remembers, I think, the March 15th deadline to get signed up into crop insurance and to make sure that you have the insurance that works for you this year. That's a chance to be able to change your policy from last year. If you'd like to make some changes in it.
Well, now, there are some people that are probably regretting not having crop insurance last year, aren't there?
Yeah, I think there probably are. We're fortunate in Iowa. Most folks have carried crop insurance. I believe over 90% of the cropland out there is covered by crop insurance, a buy-up of crop insurance. Certainly there'd be some folks that wish that they had bought a higher level of crop insurance this last year. But for the most part, people had it. People realized how important it was. There's other different options within crop insurance. There's enterprise units and optional units. It's whether you blend all your farms together for yield or whether each farm stands alone. You would think in a dry year that kind of all the farms would respond the same, but last year the rains were so spotty and we saw big differences between fields that have very good soil in them and fields that have less of that in them. So those folks that had each farm separately could get covered on those farms when something was very poor on one farm and maybe missed rains and it's a poor soil farm compared to another farm that was caught an extra rain or so, and that in last year could make 40 or 50 bushels an acre for corn difference. It could make 10 or 15 bushels on soybeans. Certainly the difference between qualifying for crop insurance or not. And sometimes when they were all thrown together, you talk to folks that said, well, I had some disaster farms, I had some good farms. In the end, I didn't qualify for any crop insurance. But it's more expensive to buy that separate unit coverage as well.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey.
Now, everybody is sort of focused on Washington this week. We're hearing about the big budget cuts that are going to come in with the sequester. How is that going to impact Iowa agriculture if those 20% budget cuts hit? Do you have any idea?
There's been some discussion of that. Certainly Secretary Vilsack has talked about that impacting meat inspection. Now, he's more recently has said that maybe they won't impact meat inspection right away. But if it does affect meat inspection or large processing plants, that could cause some of those plants not to be able to run full time. It could cause some problems on the supply side for consumers as well if those plants aren't running. And then on the producer's side, the folks that are producing livestock trying to sell into those plants, that could make it hard for them to get their animals processed, and it could certainly impact prices both on the consumer side and then increasing prices on the consumer side, decreasing prices on the producer side. We'll see how that plays out. I'm sure there's lots of other places. We're just starting to get word about that. There's not been a lot of discussion. There's still disagreements about what it has to affect and whether there's flexibility to move some money around. And some folks not in government will say there's more flexibility than some of the folks within government say. I would sure hope that the administration takes every effort to lessen the impact. There'd be some motivation to make it as bad as it can be. I hope that's not what folks will do. I sure hope that they'll try and lessen that impact, and if there's a gray area, to make sure that things can keep going so that average folks out here, whether it's livestock producers or feed millers or other people, even some of the other places some of that money will come, will be less impacted rather than impacted as much as possible.
Now, here in Marion County, we have the Hormel plant, and people are talking about is perhaps a shortage of inspectors going to impact Hormel operations, and we'll be talking with Hormel about it, but are there any concerns on your part?
There are, absolutely, and the Secretary has said it will impact inspectors. He hasn't really laid out the plan of when and how. At one time, it sounded like that it impacted inspectors right away March 1st. Now it sounds like maybe it wouldn't right away. I don't know how much is just being shared to try and push Congress and how much is being shared because that's the way it has to be legally. So if that would happen, you'd have a lot of folks that their employment would be impacted. If that plant doesn't run, you have folks that want to deliver hogs to that plant that wouldn't be able to deliver hogs, and that would certainly cause some real problems. And then people that are depending on the pork coming out of that plant. So I would hope that it does not impact those inspectors. Listening to the Secretary Vilsack, I have to believe that it has a strong possibility of impacting those inspectors.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey.
Now, at least one of the proposals that I've seen on the table is inviting cuts or recommending cuts to farm payments. What would the impact of that be?
You know, I think farmers understand that some of those payments were going to be cut. They were going to be cut last year. As things played out, the farm bill didn't pass. I think there wouldn't be that opposed to some of the cuts happening, but what's being talked about now is using those cuts to prevent the sequester from happening in parts outside of agriculture as well, and then that savings wouldn't be available for Farm Bill. And so my understanding is there'll be an effort to pass that, but it sounds like maybe some are saying, even in the Senate, where the Democrats do control it and would push this, that that's going to have a hard time passing. So I think that sounded more likely several days ago than what it has sounded recently, but you never quite know how these things play out. Things can change depending on what the circumstances are, what the options and what the deals are. So I think it's less likely to happen. It certainly would create some real problems in writing the next farm bill. For most people right now, that's not the biggest concern. That is a concern within agriculture. We certainly want our crop insurance. We want our conservation programs. These are things that are important. And if those have to go away because that savings has been taken and put into something else, that would not be a good thing either.
Now, a lot of farmers, given corn and soybean prices, they've been taking a lot of CRP land out of CRP and putting it back into production. We now have a new CRP sign-up period opening. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think we'll see some. I don't know what the numbers are for Iowa and how many acres will come out. There's certainly some acres that their contracts end this year. So I think we'll see some of that land go back into CRP, depending on what the rental rates are and compared to the rental rates that folks can get for putting back into crop production. All that CRP land was at one time crop production land. It had to be to qualify for CRP. But I think many folks recognize some of that CRP land is really best protected in a CRP program as opposed to cropping it full-time. So the way the prices have come up the last few years, certainly the productivity that we can get on less than perfect land with the seeds and the herbicides and the practices out there, the no-till practices, there are folks that will look at some of those acres for crop ground again where they thought that was the right thing to do was put it into CRP years ago. So I think we'll probably have some of it go back in. We'll probably see some of it not go back in, and it'll come out and go into crop ground, in part because of the prices that are out there. We've seen that same trend over the last 5 years or so. It's not a large number of acres. We're talking about maybe a few thousand acres or 10 or 15,000 acres in Iowa out of the 23 million acres of cropland that are out there, the 1.6 or 1.5 million acres of CRP. But it's real numbers, and you can find real farms, and some of those farms would really be best left in CRP.
Any final thoughts that you shared with folks at the Van Gorp Insurers meeting last night that you'd like to share with our listeners here or anything else?
You know, even after a really tough production year last year, and certainly we had some land that really didn't produce much at all, other that was very surprising in the kind of production that it had, I think we've got to step back and look at how productive Iowa is. It's just an amazing place to grow crops and raise livestock, and an amazing place to farm. As we look around the world, there'd really be, for many of us, no other place we'd like to be is this kind of beautiful soil that we have, normally enough water to feed those crops, a great infrastructure and technology that allows us to do a good job of taking care of things. You know, even last year, if Iowa was a country, we'd be the fourth largest corn-producing country in the world. But we just had, you know, the worst production, or the worst weather year for production in the last 50 years. So we're an amazing place to be a part of agriculture. We should appreciate that, even in tough years, maybe especially in tough years. But we're all ready for a good crop year this year, and hopefully we'll get enough rain for most everybody to raise a good crop.
Well, thank you, Secretary Northey.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks to Bill Northey for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In-Depth is available for podcast in the Radio Audio Media Player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In-Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In-Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.